Welcome everybody, Shir number 936. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachas, okay, we're learning today the Refuah Shalema from Nisanel ben Masha Liba. Shtakav Refuah Shalema B'Sarich Shachol Yisrael. Okay, getting back to our Hilchas Brachas, we started talking about last year in reference to saying Amen on Brachas. Somebody says a regular Bracha, Yishav Atzlacham, Bracha, the importance of saying Amen on a Mishaberich, when they make a Mishaberich by the Torah, the importance of answering Amen, even though there's no Shem Hashem over there. It's not a real Bracha. Okay, so again, just to read from the Sefer Pesukei Tshuva, first of all, he quotes the Mishnah Berurah, Isa B'Midrash, it's on page Tav Lamed Aleph, in our Siman Reish Tes Vav, Isaiah, quoting the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkot and Tes, Isa B'Midrash, Gesheshemeya, when you hear somebody being mispalal, Dover, Mavarach L'Yisrael, Afil B'Loi Haskar, says, Shem is Chayiv L'Nesamen, he says the Lashon Chayiv L'Nesamen. Okay. Then he brings down the Pesukei Tshuva, it's Yesh Shekoisvim Shechayiv Lav Davka. It doesn't mean exactly Chayiv, like when you hear a bracha, then you Chayiv. To say, right, you hear a full bracha, we spoke about that, you Chayiv to say Amen. But over here, it's Lav Davka Chayiv, Ve'ein Ze Elam Midas Chasidus. It's a Midas Chasidus. Somebody says Yishav Aslach and Bracha. Midas Chasidus. V'cheinu Baruch Es Chaim. Now in Yalav Yavai, so you don't always have Hashem's name. You right? You say Vashgenu V'lechaim Tovim. Michel, you don't have Hashem's name over there. Fakdenu V'leiv Racha. Right? You don't have Hashem's name over there. Consider us for a blessing, for a bracha. Vashgenu V'lechaim Tovim. Save us for right to be for long life. So on. Okay. So you see. In other words, the bottom line is we see. Mamish, where Chazal sort of instituted, again, it's not really a chiv per se, like a regular bracha, but we see where Chazal instituted that we say Amen, and it's not Mamish to Shem Hashem. By the first part, we say Zechuenu Hashem Alekenu Boi L'Toiva, right, okay, so you'll say it's Hashem's name over there. So that's the bottom line over here, that it's Lav Dafka, saying Amen is Lav Dafka, whereby we have Hashem's name over there, B'Dafka. Then he goes further to say, V'da, ki advarm hu'aymrim hocha, haynu b'birchas, brachas etfilas shaynas, ashtiktu lanu kad moinenu. So there's going, you have also by Mishaberach, right, by, when you go by the Aliyah Satari, regular Mishaberach, you have Mishaberach v'choylim, right? So again, all that we say Amen. We also mentioned a while back from the Aruch HaShulchan, when you say Amen to a Mishaberach by the Torah, somebody gets an Aliyah to the Torah, and you get to, they make him a Mishaberach, so Imam Mishmakayim Mitzvah V'Haftal Re'echa Kamaycha, right? Because they're giving him this person brachas. You say Amen to that, so Imam Mishmakayim Mitzvah V'Haftal Re'echa Kamaycha, so brings down the Aruch HaShulchan. That was an interesting point. Okay, so interesting point brings down the Sefer Eitzer Halachas in conjunction with all this, and he brings this down from the Chavis Das, actually, in Yerodea. But he brings down an interesting point that where Chazal said we should still say Amen, but it's not a Chiyuv like a Bracha, like, for example, like by Yalav Yovai, right? Sometimes Bechla we don't say Amen by various different Baruch Esha Petrani. He brings down, they both bring down, actually, brings down also the Sefer Pesukei Tshuvos. Now, we still say Amen, like by Yalav Yavi or whatever, we still say Amen, but we saw a lot of these Amens, Amidus Chasidus, Rishus, he brings down its Rishus. Whereas, for example, like Hazaras Hashatz, you have to answer. You have to answer the right time, the right place, and everything, right? That's a Chiev, right? Somebody makes a Bracha, it's a Chiev. But when it comes to these things, especially if it's like somebody, a friend or whatever, you know, you're saying, Hatzlach and Bracha, these things he brings down, like we said, Yalav Yavi also. So that's how he says, Ein elav chiyuv lizor bedinai amen yesayma v'amen chatufa v'amen katufa. I'm not quite sure how that would fit into the thing, you know, just some say amen without the nun, you know, what's the point? But even if the amen possibly would be a little bit after Teich Kadei Dibra or something along those lines, he wants to say that would still be fine. Kevin Shein Banias Amen Zu Choiva Ella Rishus. These are only a Rishus. Okay, just a few more interesting things. In reference to this, brings down on A68. Interesting that from Reb Shlomo Zalman, that some, from the Sefer Zayis Abracha, actually, in the name of Reb Shlomo Zalman, Zecha Tzadik Levracha Shehayu Omer, that some, the Aveilim, you know, when the person says by Yeshiva, Rachman Oslan, Achaberchus HaMenachem, HaMakim Yenachem, HaMakim Yenachem, Da Pasuk, and so on, so then the Aveilim would answer Amen. I don't know if everybody has that minig, but that's how he brings it down. Okay, so that's basically the story in reference to saying Amen, whereby it's not Bedavka like a bracha per se, not bedavka chiyuv, like say midas chasidus and so on. And just to end off, like the bottom line is that even though the sefer halacha is brought down from the sefer chavis das, that it's not mamish bedavka if somebody's not didn't say main at the right time or whatever, the halachas of main yisayma chatufa and so on. In the lavchiv lizoy, that you don't have to be so careful with that. Still, you want to try and say it within the right amount of time and so on. But just to keep in mind that if somebody didn't, lachar, you can still chop in. According to that, you can still chop in, even if it might be a little drop after toich kadei dibur, whereby a regular bracha, that's the amount of time there's a chiv mamish to say amen. You have to be very careful with all those halachas that we've spoken about in the past. So it's an important thing to keep in mind. We'll stop over here. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tov.